photograph of a crow undoing the bikini top of a brunette on a beach is a bit of a cheap journalistic trick, you might think. And so it is. What's more, it's one of those cheap journalistic tricks that makes less sense the more you think about it. The latest science news story is all about an experiment that shows crows to be much smarter than we thought. But how smart is a crow that tries to undress a female human? It'd be different if it was a female crow, but they don't wear bikinis. So the photograph makes no sense when you think about it. But don't blame the scientists in the story for the lack of logic in the photo we used to illustrate it. Blame the journalists, us. Grab their attention and keep them reading are the two rules of journalism. This photo does the first, but maybe not the second. So let's try to get past the picture to the story, which is an interesting one. It used to be thought that animals were dumb in both senses of the word. No speech and no intelligence. Soft automata is a phrase used to convey the idea that animals are just machines programmed by nature to survive and reproduce, but without any thoughts or feelings. Tennyson wrote about sheep and goats that nourish a blind life within the brain. But if you remember last week, Bob Elwood at Queen's University Belfast published a paper showing that hermit crabs balance pain and gain, much as we do when we hang on to an unexpectedly hot plate with our dinner on it. This is far beyond reflex action or machine programming. Crustaceans aren't machines acting on reflex, we now know, and evidence has been accumulating for years that neither are birds. The more we learn about a wide range of species, the more we discover that animals are smarter than we thought and have a whole variety of sophisticated ways of communicating without words. The fact that the word dumb has come to mean no intelligence as well as no speech says a lot about our human prejudices. Philosophers and social scientists often assert that real intelligence is impossible without language, by which they mean human speech. It's nonsense, of course. Dreamt up by people who think in words themselves, and assume everybody else does too. But plenty of people do no such thing, and some of them are the smartest around. Albert Einstein's most productive thinking, he admitted, was done by playing around with images. Only later did he translate, with great difficulty sometimes, those images into words that could be communicated to other people. Einstein was a classic example of a visual thinker, a person who thinks in images and visual patterns and can have problems with words and numbers. There are a lot of them about. I have just a couple of things in common with Albert Einstein. One is that I'm a physicist, and two is that I think in images and not words. I write for a living these days, but I almost never think in words. To be honest, the only time that words come into my thoughts when I'm not writing is when I walk into a door or stub my toe or do something else dopey. This is true. Practically the only words that come into my mind when I'm not writing are damn it and what an idiot and stuff like that. And I'll bet there are plenty of other people like that around. At least I hope there are. You're always a bit worried when you reveal something about your thought processes that you think is perfectly normal. Everybody else is going to go, that's very weird. Anyway, translating ideas and images into words is work. Sometimes it comes easily, sometimes with difficulty. If all writers did their thinking in words, there would be no such thing as writer's block. Although according to Terry Pratchett, there is no such thing as writer's block. That was invented by people in California who can't write, he says. So what's all this got to do with the science story about the smart jackdaws? Well, animals are dumb in the sense that they don't communicate in words, but they do communicate in a million other ways. Whales sing, bees dance, squids and octopuses paint pictures on their bodies. Birds tell a thousand stories to each other, and at this time of year especially, to anyone else with ears. And animals are by no means dumb in the second sense either. Take a look at the suggested activities in the discussion page, and at the videos and resources in the Want More section. There you'll see crows dropping nuts for passing cars to smash, waiting for the green light so they can cross safely, figuring out how to make tools, and generally behaving with a lot more intelligence than your average Big Brother contestant. So it's maybe not surprising that August von Bayern and her colleagues have now discovered that jackdaws can do something that our closest relatives, the apes, and our best friends, the dogs, can do. They can notice the direction that human eyes are looking, and they can realise to some extent what that means. Scientists are learning more and more about how animals communicate but a lot of their research is still about how cleverly they communicate with humans. The fact that they can do that at all says a lot about how smart they are. But it's still a human-centered viewpoint. There's almost certainly a great deal of both communication and figuring things out going on in animal and bird brains that we haven't noticed yet, because it's just so different from how humans do it. A blind life within the brain? I don't think so. That's all for now at Real Science. We'll be back soon. Keep thinking. And keep talking.